Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The sister of singer Dolly Parton is sorry for scaring everyone about comments that she made about her sister's health, saying, yeah, I was up all night praying for her, but now I didn't mean everyone to take that the wrong way because now everyone's freaking out.
What was she thinking?
Yeah.
What was she thinking? That people would... Dolly Parton is possibly the most beloved person in this country, if not the world.
It was Betty White.
Yes.
Now it's Dolly Parton.
There's two people, Dolly Parton and Dick Van Dyke. Anybody who knows who they are loves them. And I think Dolly Parton is head and shoulders above Dick Van Dyke at this point, because most people don't remember him unless you watched movies and TV shows in the 60s. Point is, if you say, please pray for this person, you're assuming that everybody's going to assume she's going to die. She said, where is it at? Last night I was up all night praying for my sister Dolly. Many of you know she's hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I have been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong. She's loved. And with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. God,
speed. Well, here's
speed.
Why everybody's concerned is that Dolly Parton, who is 79, her husband died earlier this year.
Yep.
They'd been married for 60 years. I mean, they've been married forever. So, of course, your concern is when someone of that age loses their spouse, that it's broken heart and syndrome, and that's not unusual for the other spouse to go soon after that. Dolly Parton then later was supposed to do a bunch of shows in December of this year at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And then in September, she said those concerts will be postponed until September of next year. That's when she said she's been dealing with some health challenges and she must have a few procedures. Did I know already? It was an infection caused by a kidney stone.
I had not heard that. Yeah.
I had not heard that either, but that's apparently what she's dealing with.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah.
That's not thoughts and prayers worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, but her sister said it was nothing more than a little sister asking for prayers for her big sister.
So you just wanted attention. Is that what it is?
Thank you all for lifting her up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just,
nope, didn't need that little scare.
I hate people who do what is called vague posting, where you don't say specifically what's going on. We're just asking for prayers. We're just asking for prayers.
Yeah.
Why are they? Oh no. I mean, I talked to her earlier today and she sneezed. So, asking for prayers. There's some other like vague statements that you hear a lot on Facebook. Like, today was a rough day. I'll share more details when the time is right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't, because there's a big difference in having a rough day.
Yeah.
And having
everybody like, assumes you got fired or you were diagnosed with cancer or something.
Right.
Not
right.
Oh man, no. I just got into a fight with my husband about the dishes.
Don't say I'll share more details later.
Yeah.
Put something in there like today was a rough day. Think of me.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I'll be okay. Like, or don't worry, I'm okay.
Here's another one. To unforeseen circumstances. Blank won't be able to make the event tonight. The unforeseen circumstances. Yeah, that could be any number of things. Like
most circumstances are unforeseen.
We deal with that so much in sports too. Like with Chris Jones last week showing up on the injury report and like, oh, it's for a personal reason.
Right.
And it turned out he was going to funerals to two funerals in Mississippi. Got it. That was really sad, and I kind of understand respecting his privacy, but you have to understand that putting him on the injury report is going to make everybody freak out.
Yeah, and what's the shame in just saying he's had a death in the family?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's okay. Then we get that. You've had a death in the family. Yeah. You might ask, like, was it a parent? But just give a short description of what's up.
Interpersonally, not posting it on Facebook or something like that. There's certain things you can say to people to instantly get their antennas up and get them triggered. One is, hey, so we need to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. No,
or
we don't.
When the
do
boss
we need to? Do we need to?
Will call or text and say, stop by my office after the show.
Oh, God. And bring your headphones.
I need to talk to you after the show. Yeah. That's automatically like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just wait and get my, just wait grab just me after bit. The show then.
Yeah, right.
Don't let me stress about it for 4 hours.
Yeah. The last time that happened to me in Boston, boss popped in. She popped in with 35 minutes left to go in the show and said, hey, just wanted to catch you after the show. Just need you to come down to my office. All of you. Mm-hmm. All of you need to come
all
down
of
to my
you.
Office.
Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal. Just come down to my office so we can just talk about something. No big deal. No, and you're like you and I was like, Dawn, you've said no big deal 5 times.
Yeah. It's clearly a big deal.
It's clearly a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. I even texted before my family came to town this week. In fact, I thought about this because you don't want to scare people, but I texted them last week and I said, hey, do you have time that we can chat by phone before you guys come? I just want to run something by you. And I even was clear to say about the dog or about the schedule for the week or whatever. That way they don't wonder. Is it still okay if we come? Is it still okay? Like, no. I just need to problem solve a little bit with you.
Yeah, I don't like causing anxiety in other people. Like, prone to it myself. I don't like causing stress with other people. So I try to be way too clear about stuff. I like over explain things.
And what's the point of giving someone the heads up? Hey, I need to talk to you later.
Yeah. Right. Just say,
just
hey,
grab me later then.
Just grab me later. Don't make me stress about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other like general PR fuzz terms. Well, as you know, it's been a rough year for us. Like things like that. Like, okay. And what does that mean? Like, where are we going with this? We will admit that some mistakes were made. Fantastic. What are you closing all the stores or just half of them?
Mm-hmm.
We're committed to learning and doing better, though. That's the important thing for us. Change in direction. It's coming. And I think our customers are going to really appreciate that.
We need to right size things, which is what they said about property tax assessments.
God. Instead of
that we needed to right size them.
I'm surprised because downsizing itself was a euphemism for, there's a lot. There's firing people is what it used to be called.
Mm-hmm.
People thought that was too harsh. So then they came up with the term laid off, where it's like, it's not really your fault. So we're not going to say you're fired. You were laid off. And then it's like, laid off sounds bad. And it's been around long enough. So we need to call it downsizing in order to make it seem like, well, we're just trying to get leaner. That's what it is. As a company, we're trying to hack the fat. And you, apparently, sir, were just a lipoma hanging off the side of our gut. I'm assuming that's going to go away too. Downsizing's been around too long. It needs to be right sizing.
Mm-hmm. It's right sizing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's got to be another one they're using now, but I hate euphemisms.
Feel free to text in the others.
Yeah.
Especially if you're guilty of it.
Mm.
If you have used it, feel free to.
Yeah.
To add that in. Because nobody likes it.
Yeah. Just use euphemisms for serious things drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say what the thing is. Just be direct about it.
Yeah.
Most people can handle it.
I'm not going to say that you have cancer. I'm going to say you have an unmitigated cellular growth.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, so that's the worst too, is that if you're waiting on test results and they can't leave it on your voicemail,
yeah.
Although my voicemail has been full for 5 years, but they will call and say, we need you to call us back so we can tell you about your test results.
Oh, God.
Dude, tell me whether it's good or bad.
Can't I just see them in the portal? Like, do we need to talk about this? You say your test results have been updated in the portal?
Yeah.
All right. So here's some from the text line, 913-586-7798. For downsizing, literally a company that my husband worked for said that they were conducting a headcount lightening.
A headcount lightening?
Yes. Lightening. Headcount okay. Lightening.
That's different.
We're redistributing the chairs before the music stops. How about say that? Like, that'll be
the next.
We're
taking some of the chairs away.
We're taking some of the chairs away before, and that's all. That's all that's happening. And then the music stops, and then you won't have a place to sit, and you need to go home. Bankruptcy, I've actually seen this before, is we're reassessing solvency. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Reassessing.
Restructuring.
Solvency. Yeah, restructuring. Because bankruptcy sounds bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Converting to separate living occasions.
Occasions?
That would be divorce.
Oh.
but divorce already has one, thanks to Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. It's conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling.
We know that one.
Yes.
Let me think. I'll throw this one out at you. I'm clocking out of being carbon-based.
Okay. Dying?
Dying. There you go.
Dying. Yeah. This is a good little quiz.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean?
I got stuck in a subscription without a cancel button.
Hmm.
How about I got stuck in a physical subscription without a cancel button? That one's too hard.
Terminal illness?
No, that would be addiction. That would be addiction.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I'm just looking at somebody because we get a bunch from the text line.
Yeah.
Okay. A player gets injured on the field and they say his brain took a surprise firmware update.
Wow. Okay.
That would be for a concussion.
Yeah.
He's got a temporary snow globe issue upstairs is what's going on there.
Wow.
Let's see. How about in cheating on your spouse could be an enhanced romantic creativity.
There are probably a lot of euphemisms for cheating on your spouse.
We could come up with a billion. I shattered the boundaries of my love paradigm.
Yeah. Yeah. keep these coming in.
Unauthorized shopping with adrenaline points. That would be a crime spree.
Oh.
Unauthorized shopping with adrenaline points. Invited to a bracelets optional event.
Are we talking about arrests?
Yes. Good.
Like
nailed
arrests.
It.
That took a second.
You're getting arrested.
Bracelets. Yeah.
We shared too much. We overshared accidentally.
Accidentally.
Happens a lot with companies, especially involving credit cards.
Oh, like leaks?
Yeah, data breach.
Data breach.
Yeah. There you go. Mm. And then I like this one. Having your dialogue put on a calorie-restricted diet. That'd be censorship.
Oh. Yes.
Experience that one.
Yes.
Quite a lot. There you go. Those are good. Thanks, everybody, for sending those in. All right.
We
have an update.
Update a bit of broken news.
Broken news.
Yeah, that's my use of language there. Joshua Rocha, didn't they deliberate on this over the weekend?
They did.
Which I was surprised to find out.
They've come down, the jury has come back with a recommendation. We'll talk about this a little bit more coming up. But if the jury makes a recommendation, does the judge have to follow it? Or is that just like the judge saying, look, these people thought
I'll
probably go along with it. Well, we'll figure that out during the break and talk about it coming up. Joshua Rocha sentence coming down on midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we have an update on the Joshua Rocha case. He was the one that was accused of killing North Kansas City police officer Daniel Vasquez. This happened in St. Charles County because they couldn't get a fair trial here. After hours of deliberation, a jury has decided it's recommendation for Joshua Rocha's sentence. He'd already been found guilty of murder. Deliberations began Tuesday, continued into Wednesday morning, and today a jury made its recommendation that Joshua Rocha should receive the death penalty, in fact. And we were asking before the break about whether a judge has to follow that.
Yep.
Final sentencing is set for November 24th. It depends on whether the recommendation was unanimous.
Oh, from the okay. Jury. From the jury. Do we know it was unanimous?
I cannot find anywhere whether it was unanimous. But Missouri is one of two states where the judge makes the final sentencing decision. And so if the jury reaches a unanimous death sentence, the judge must follow it.
Okay.
But if it wasn't unanimous, the judge can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's interesting, because in the Parkland case in Florida, where that it was a 17-year-old kid, obviously killed a lot of his fellow students in Parkland in 2017. He was given life in prison. The jury gave him life in prison. And the people wanted the judge to override that. And at that time, the judge didn't have the ability to override the jury sentence, which... I mean, a judge, I guess, you know, they do a lot and that we don't know about. I'm just going by my dumbass Law and Order headcanon about it. But if they don't decide sentencing, what else do they do but bang a gavel and tell the counselor, like, you're overruled or whatever? Like, I'm sure there's a lot. I'm just saying, to my dumb brain, it seems like they should handle sentencing.
But why have a jury do it also,
yeah,
then, if
right.
the judge can just...
If it's just a recommendation?
Do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find any conclusion on whether the jury was unanimous on this or not.
Very often a jury recommendation about death has to be unanimous.
Right.
You know?
That's why I think it probably was. Maybe it's just not in the
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think that the defense's case for why he shouldn't get the death penalty was very strong.
It was based on him having autism and a rough growing up and losing a couple people close to him.
Guess what? You murdered a cop in cold blood. You're telling me that people who had great childhoods and don't have any neurodivergence murder cops in cold blood? Of course they don't. So like, if we're gonna, and again, we've talked about it many times on the show, neither one of us are big fans of the death penalty. But if things are going to be handed out, if you're going to look at sentencing, then you need to do it fairly. And it would be, I think it would be unfair to the people who have gotten the death penalty, who also more than likely had really bad childhoods, to have put them to death. But this guy would get off because, well, he grew up in his, what was it, his house? He was sexually assaulted when he was younger.
Yeah.
He was moved around.
Two people close to him died.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, yes. I don't like the death penalty, but in terms of justifying the decision, he shot the officer 3 times in cold blood.
Yeah.
I mean, shot him once and then he got out of his car, shot him again. I mean, he shot him 3 times and then he took off and left and hid and didn't turn himself in. There were multiple different ways for this to have gone differently. And I don't see how a defense is going to be able to make an argument that he shot a police officer.
He shot a police and it was so, I mean, in cold blood is, you know, obviously most murders happen in cold blood, but this was just particularly heinous. He was pulled over for an expired tag. Mm-hmm. He shot the cop once and then got out and shot him multiple times to make sure he was dead. That isn't
shot him
like,
once through the window and then shot him again.
He said he panicked. And it's like, okay, you panicked and then instead of driving off as quickly as possible, you stopped to make sure the cop was dead. You stopped to make sure Daniel Vasquez was dead. I mean, come on.
No.
I hate, we get into this all the time, but I hate these arguments, whether it's general sentencing or the death penalty, where people are like, well, he had a bad experience when he was a kid. His house burned down on Christmas Day and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, a lot of people have had rough childhoods. Very few people kill cops. Very, very few. Very few people kill anybody. But because there's personal responsibility needs to come into play, and it comes down to almost a philosophical argument. Like, are you just at the whims of your life experiences, or at some point are you able to take control of the wheel of your ship and ride it against the winds? Because that's the general prevailing theory of life that many of us have in this country, is that you should have some self-determinism.
In order to make the death penalty determination, the jury had to come up with a couple of aggravating factors, and they did. This is why I think it was unanimous, because of the way this is worded out of Channel 9. The jury decided that beyond a reasonable doubt, the state proved two aggravating circumstances. That Vasquez's murder involved, quote, depravity of mind and was outrageously and wantonly vile, horrible, and inhuman. And the murder was committed while Vasquez was on duty as an officer. And that part of him being a police officer is a big deal. Formal sentencing is November 21st. The defense will likely appeal the decision to the Missouri Supreme Court. If that appeal is denied, the defense can appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And through that process, a death penalty case can take up to 3 years before a final decision. My guess is this is one that's going to be appealed to the Missouri Supreme Court because of the autism argument.
Yeah, but we looked at multiple cases where that hasn't held up. And
this is Missouri.
And this is, well, no, it specifically in Missouri, it didn't hold up, but where there were people with diminished capacity as far as their cognitive skills are concerned. And so it's not going to hold up. And also what he's arguing is so much more minor than, so either you're hoping that the Supreme Court for Missouri has suddenly gotten more liberal, which,
right,
based on evidence, it has not. And it will be a little more soft-hearted when it comes to people with neurodivergence, or you're just trying to stretch it out as long as you possibly can. I will ask you this, Jamie, and it's a tough question, but we live in two different states. We share a border. I live in Kansas. You live in Missouri. We've had multiple cases of cops being killed in the last couple months in Kansas. And obviously this one happened in Missouri. If this was going to happen, if you were going to have the death penalty, or you're going to have the death penalty handed down, would you rather have it in a state that actually sees it through, like Missouri or Kansas? I know it's a tough question. I'm not trying to
like, if I was the offender.
Yeah, well, no, I just mean in general as a member of the public, because what it kind of actually aggravates me that Kansas does this posturing thing with the death penalty. We're like, oh, no, we're totally doing it, and hasn't carried it out since the 60s. Whereas Missouri, at least there's I have a little bit of respect that Missouri's like, we hand it out and we actually do it. We actually go through with it, even though I personally don't think it's effective. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's something a state should be doing. I do respect the fact that, unlike Kansas, it's not all talk.
Yeah, I guess because I don't believe in the death penalty, I'd rather it happen in Kansas, where it's unlikely to be applied. My prediction is this goes to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Because of the autism?
Because of the autism and because of the, although it doesn't mean the Supreme Court's going to have to take it up. Remember, they don't take up every case that comes before them.
Yeah.
But I bet he ends up being, I bet this ends up being a death sentence.
Oh, yeah. No,
the judge is going to agree. The Missouri Supreme Court will agree. It'll just depend on whether the U.S. Supreme Court decides to take up the case.
No, and they won't. I think that this is it until maybe we talk about it, you know, in a few years when he's actually executed.
You don't get to have autism. I mean, my understanding of autism is that it doesn't make you.
It doesn't make you violent. That's the other problem I have with it is you're blaming autism.
Right.
Like, my son has friends that have autism. Yeah. Like, they're not violent. But when you use that as some kind of excuse, it's basically saying, oh, they're capable of anything. You need to watch out. And I hate that. And the same thing about the sexual assault stuff when he was younger. So anybody who had a rough childhood, who was sexually assaulted, is now capable of murder, because apparently that's what leads to this kind of thing.
It's the same place where we are with CTE,
where
we have so many people that are blaming CTE for whatever violent tendencies they
except for every single football player ever has some form of CTE. And granted,
they're not all out committing murder.
They tend to be more violent than other athletes, as we saw from Mark Sanchez this week, but they're not all out beating up grease truck drivers. All right. Coming up next on Midday, we're going to talk about a man who was arrested for his Halloween decorations. How bad were they? Well, they're pretty bad, but it was who he was depicting in the decorations that's the problem. We'll talk about that in about 5 minutes on Midday.
The story came to us out of Stanton, Kentucky. This is Lex 18. A man in Powell County is facing charges because of his Halloween decorations. They weren't just any decorations. They depicted the bodies of local officials. This is bad enough that Stephen Markham was arrested and is charged with intimidating a witness in the legal process and third-degree terroristic threatening.
Terroristic.
Authorities got a call. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's a big one.
Authorities got a call. They arrived. They saw five bodies, quote unquote, that were in trash bags in this guy's yard, and they were all labeled. The one hanging was labeled district judge. There was a rope around the neck of the body. This is according to the citation. From left to right, the four other bodies were labeled mayor, CIS, CA, and zoning merger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He told police he didn't want to talk about the decorations. Too bad. He was arrested and the evidence was taken to state police. Wow. Okay.
So
that's interesting because these are decorations,
mm-hmm.
but they're specific towards certain people.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this because I agree that it crosses a line. I agree that it crosses the line of decency, and it definitely seems threatening. At the same time, do you not have a right to express yourself on your front lawn? And I think that's where this goes. So if you have this on your lawn, what if you live in a very conservative neighborhood and you have an anti-Trump sticker or flag that you fly from your house, or the vice versa? If you live in a very blue area and you have a pro-Trump thing, would that be considered threatening? If you had skeletons, I think just generally as a rule, don't have hanging skeletons. Don't show them in nooses and lynches. Right. That's bad. But if you have skeletons in your yard and they're just labeled, what if they're not hanging? What if he just labeled them?
Right. Right.
Is that terroristic?
Yeah, it's a fascinating conversation.
Where does it cross the line?
Of what counts as a threat?
Yeah.
What is just joking and celebrating a holiday, and what counts as a threat? For sure, if there had not been names or even position titles on any of these bags, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Right.
I take issue a little bit with the fact that, and if I were him, this is what I would argue, is that one was labeled district judge. Hmm. Well, that could be any district judge.
It's true.
There wasn't a name on it.
Right.
Now, maybe that doesn't make it okay either, but it wasn't targeting a specific person. If I were him, that's what I would say. I don't know what he meant by zoning merger, but one was labeled mayor. Well, mayor of what? Could just mean mayor in general.
Did he say their specific names? No, right?
I don't know what it meant by SIS. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. And zoning manager.
I don't
manager.
Know what CA means.
Yeah. County
or zoning,
assistant?
Or zoning
I don't know.
Manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that it didn't have specific names on it, you don't know who the threat is against.
Yeah.
I feel like those charges don't stick.
It's funny that the judge said that he's known this guy for years and has never had a problem with him. He believes incidents like this, though, must be taken seriously. So it's not like apparently the guy has an ongoing dispute with the city over zoning ordinance violations for failing to hook up legal. Well, he's just got a lot more problems now. If your problem was legal water, sewer, and electrical service zoning issues, guess what? That's nothing compared to terroristic threats that you have. Creating what the city calls potential fire hazards, sanitation, and health risks. So this guy wasn't like, I don't think he was a troublemaker necessarily, but he was having some issues with the city.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't rise to the level of we need to arrest this guy. We need to charge him. He was making terroristic threats. Because also it is October. If he was doing this in June, if he was doing this in February,
right.
It's, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Here's the district attorney hanging on my front lawn. That would be a lot more frightening. But I think if he left them up after Halloween, maybe. I just think you have the right to free speech on your front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I come back to this isn't specific.
Yeah.
A threat has to have a target. And this doesn't have a target. Eddie Barnes, who is the Powell County judge executive, said, "This day and time, we don't know what people are going to do." Well, you can't arrest someone for what they might do.
Yeah.
That'd be great sometimes, but you can't arrest someone for what you fear they might do.
Is that what a threat is, though? I mean, wouldn't you argue that you're arresting somebody because they might
Valid
hurt
point.
You if they issue
yes.
threats? But
you're right. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know anything about this city or county. I don't know anything about this guy. I just feel like they went too far with this. And it's kind of frightening. You know, we were talking about censorship earlier. At what point have you gone too far with your yard decorations? Years ago, I remember it was every Halloween when Obama was president.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody lynching him on the front lawn. But guess what? Most of the time they were allowed to keep that hanging up. It was just a controversy within the neighborhood.
Wasn't there a situation where Mahomes, and was it with Buffalo or who they had his head on a noose?
No, it was when the Chiefs went to play against Buffalo in the divisional round back in 2024. Uh-huh. On the way to the stadium, there was either several trees or maybe it was just once, but the team definitely noticed it, where it was Kermit with a Mahomes jersey on, lynched in a tree. And Travis Kelce was livid about it. He was very angry about it. And he said, Mahomes took it in stride. And should they have been? I don't know. I don't know. Because you have the right to say, I meant figuratively killed him. And for the love of God, I was using a Muppet. But he is a black guy. So maybe it doesn't look great to lynch him and put him up in a tree.
Same as this. I mean, part of, I think, this little going back and forth between this guy and the city is because he's been in this dispute over zoning ordinance violations for all kinds of things. And then this guy put up the Halloween decorations right after that court hearing.
Yeah.
That's why they feel like he's doing it in response to that. And he means these particular people, but you can't prove it, but that's what he means.
913-586-7798. I guess you just text in. I don't know. We'll have enough time to take calls on the other side of this. Hold on 1 second, Quentin, because I just want to throw this question out there. Have you seen Halloween decorations that have gone too far Like, at what point is that line crossed? Is it when it becomes like a real person? When it becomes like a name? Because he didn't put the actual name on there. He just said the mayor, the DA, all that other stuff. Is that when it goes too far? Is when it resembles a real person? And even then, I've seen skeletons in my own neighborhood with Chiefs jerseys on. Like, but it's not implied as a threat because they're not hanging in a tree. I guess. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Quentin.
Okay, let's head into the hypothetical world real quick.
Yeah.
Let's say that he had also posted stuff on Facebook that was like, I'm so tired of this mayor, I'm so tired of this judge, and uses their name, not just generic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change it, that he had already expressed frustration, and then he goes to his court hearing, hears this, and then he does that? Like, do they view that as like an escalatory thing where you're going one after the other? Does that change how they would feel, and maybe that's why they did it, if this wasn't his first instance?
I would say yes, but the reporting on it doesn't indicate that. So I don't know. Like, I would agree with you that if he had been very vocal and hostile towards local government and then is lynching members of that local government on his front lawn, figuratively.
Right.
Then, I think that rises to the level. But the judge in the case said, like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, I've never had a problem with him before. Or he said he knew who he was, but he's never had a problem with him. He doesn't really understand what the issue is. I would agree, though, if there's a past history of being a troublemaker and causing issues, then yeah.
Do you know exactly what this, I'm trying to find exactly what this looked like. Because all it says is 5 bodies in trash bags.
Yeah, because that's the other thing too. I don't even think it was labeled. It wasn't even that they were being lynched like it normally is, where this is a problem.
Right.
It was that they they're in trash bags, so they're like body bags with those labels on it. Maybe is that even worse? Then it's like, well, if you're lynching them, and they might still be alive. If they're just in body bags, then you're saying you wish that they had died. But then you could say in body bags, I'm saying I wish that they had died of natural causes, like a peaceful death. Like just a quick heart attack, you know, just like something easy.
So he knew what he was doing.
Right.
This guy knew what he was doing. He probably did mean those people in particular because he went through this whole thing with the city. But you got to prove it.
Yep.
And you can't prove that he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He wins. I think this ticket's thrown out.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
We're talking about the story out of Stanton, Kentucky. You have a guy who's been in a little back and forth with the city council lately about utilities and a zoning problem. And his response to that, it seems, is to include in his Halloween decorations body bags labeled with local officials.
Yeah.
Not their names, but their positions, which was smart. Because even though he's been arrested for terroristic threatening, who's the threat against?
The mayor
of Kansas City?
Mayor of Stanton? Lexington?
The mayor of New York?
Kentucky? Yeah, it's right outside of there. I don't know. Here's my problem with what he did from a neighborly perspective and a social perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of people turning holidays into some cosplay culture war political thing. Like anytime you see when it was with, you know, Obama, or if you have a Trump thing, or if you had a Biden thing before, just for the love of God, can you let it go for one day? Can you just enjoy a holiday? Can you enjoy? Because the whole point of the holidays really is we don't want to think about the real world stuff. We want to think about the fun stuff, like goofy skeletons dancing and things like that. That's what's fun. From the text line 913-586-7798, as far as decorations that have upset people, somebody said, my kids cried at the 12-foot skeleton last year. This year, the skeleton has the label HOA president underneath it. The HOA lets you have it on your lawn and you put that underneath it? Okay. And also this more related to the story, free speech isn't free of consequences. If your yard makes your neighbors feel threatened, that's not decor. That's intimidation. I would agree with that to an extent, but I would still say you have the right to display whatever you want in your yard. Because if I'm a Chiefs fan and I for instance, lived in a place that was very hostile to the Chiefs, like, say, some place where everybody loved the Patriots, yeah. and I flew a Chiefs flag, people might see that as threatening, you know? Or the vice versa, if you live in Broncos country and you fly the Chiefs flag, or the opposite, you're a Broncos fan in Chiefs country or whatever. Intimidation is in the eye of the beholder, and it's up to them to feel threatened. I think what he did was distasteful, and I also don't like it in the spirit of the holiday. At the same time, I don't see why he doesn't have the right to do it. From the text line, I love spooky, but labeling body bags with real official names, that's just threatening. Again, he wasn't, I think the body bag thing actually makes it a little more benign. He's not saying I'm going to actively kill you. He's saying, I just wish you were dead. So I don't know. Not great. Is her audio not coming through? Oh, we lost your audio, Jamie. Yeah. That's okay. Oh, yeah, now you're back. Getting... Okay. That's okay. So there we go. We solved Halloween, everybody. Coming up, we're going to do unpopular opinions. 70% of food is better as leftovers. The first one we're going to tackle. Is that even remotely true? Talk about that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.